She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Stress is everywhere, and today we have filling in for Dr. Ginger. We're so excited to have Dr. Terry Lyles. He holds a PhD in psychology and is recognized as a national, international educator, author, and speaker to university schools, Fortune 500 companies, world-class athletes, and public audiences. Today we're going to talk about the secret to good stress. Hello, Dr. Lyles, or is it Dr. Terry? What do you prefer?
Either way, I'll answer to anything, you know, that's all good. Thank you.
All right, I'll call you Dr. Lyles. Let's talk about this. I've heard about this good stress. Let's talk about it and then give us some of those secrets.
Sure. Well, you know, the key is, you know, what I speak about and write about and studied most of my adult career is the difference between good and bad stress. And the commonality is gravity. In other words, life happens. And it's how we respond to when life happens that differentiates good and bad stress. So most people only talk about bad stress. You know, they only talk about stress in general, but it usually has a bad connotation. I've looked at the other side of that coin for over 15 years and said, there's a good side to that stress. How do you maximize it? How do you channel it and utilize it to make yourself stronger, smarter, more agile, and live longer on top of all of that?
Does our body recognize the different types of stress? Because I've been told before, you know, oh, Andrea, you know, are you overly stressed this month? And I'd be like, not really. I have a lot of amazing things going on. But, you know, is that stress too? And our body can't really tell the difference between the good and the bad?
You know, that's a great question because everything is stress. I mean, if we took stress out of our lives, we would die. We need stress to live. It's the reactionary energy or the polarity that we need to actually stay alive. So our body is designed for stress. We were born in stress. I mean, the most stressful event we had in our life is our own birth. If we survived our own birth, that's a miracle in itself. So we're very resilient, even chemically. But I can be busy doing the very things I love, but here's the key. If I don't recover correctly and recover my energies and my focus and my acuities, that automatically converts to bad stress because anything that is linear too long, in other words, if you do something too long without oscillating, it automatically becomes bad stress, chemically, psychologically, physically.
So I'm guessing that's where good food, exercise, rest, mindfulness,
yes,
meditation, all those things come in?
Yes, exactly right. I mean, all those things, you know, I spoke at a company yesterday, and, you know, it's interesting, pharmaceutical companies are some of my clients around the world, and they hire me to tell them how to do it naturally. That's kind of an oxymoron.
Irony.
Yeah, it is what it is, but, you know, they pay well. So you go in and, you know, I try to help everybody in the same way. And what's interesting is, like you said, it's the good things in life that we can utilize, but it's so simple. And the key is recovery. And I use that because if you're in a surgical room and the first place you come out of surgery, you go to a recovery room. And they're checking vital signs. They're hooking you up to make sure that your body can go back to normalcy at some point. That's the only way you can know what's really happening in your life. So we just don't have enough recovery built into our life. And we need a splash. I call it a pit stop. I work with a lot of race car drivers. We need a pit stop every 90 to 120 minutes in 2 to 5 minute lengths just to recharge our batteries all through the day. And that's what most people don't get.
So what are some of those recovery options, I guess, that you recommend to your clients?
You know, it could be a lot of things. It's what works for you, but breathing, obviously taking deep breaths, taking a walk outside, calling a friend. You can do whatever you need to do to break linearity. The trick is if you do something for longer than about 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours is the window, it becomes linear. And anything that becomes linear becomes bad stress. So it's kind of like if you sit down too long, you start getting numb and agitated, and you have to stand up. That is recovery from sitting down too long. But isn't it interesting? Everything is stressful. You can stand up too long, and now you need the opposite stress to become your recovery. Because everything is stress. The problem is linearity. You can't do it too long. I tell people kind of in a humorous way, hold your hands over your head, your arms, and see how long you can do it without recovery. Gravity will get you every time.
Sure.
Now, I can take my hands and put it over my head and drop them down and take them and put them up and drop them down. I can do that all day because that's oscillatory. And that's what our EKG and EEGs would tell us. Our brain and hearts are constantly oscillating because a flat line on an EKG or an EEG is a really bad day. And that's the way most of us live our lives. Mach 2 with our hair on fire. We don't stop, even though we love what we do. Listen, a lot of good people love what they do and die young because they didn't recover correctly.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because, yeah, I mean, I actually could sit for hours and talk and do interviews because I just love it so much. But you're right, at the end of the day, even if I had the best day and talked to great people like you, I still feel fatigued. And so getting up, going outside, taking a break, trying to do that 5-minute meditation my husband's been nagging me about for 15 years, which I finally did the other day, by the way. And yes, my mind wandered, but it felt really good. And if I monkey mind Lisa can do it, then anyone can. But because I've always thought if you're enjoying yourself, then why take a break? So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and you know, I love what I do just like you guys do. I mean, I do this every day. I love it. Some form of facsimile of it on stage or on phones and interviews, and I love this. But if I don't recover, if I don't take care of myself, then how good am I really going to be? I become mechanical at that point. And the key to this is the mind-body alignment process. I don't even know how to balance anymore. I think balance is gone because technology has driven us to a place that there's no break in our life. It's constant, open, pipe, if you will, of energy running through it to us and through us. So we have to regulate that. And the studies of techno stress have been going on for almost a decade, and it's alarming that we can see that the human brain is actually remapping, just like everybody has done over the centuries as human beings, to adapt to what's going on around us. And it's alarming what's going on.
I just want to repeat what you said to everybody who's listening, because I think that is absolutely genius. So, what Terry Lyles just said was that really that there is no balance anymore, as opposed to what we're looking for now is mind-body alignment process. And I think that's so important because of the whole technology thing. So I just wanted to repeat what you said, because I just wanted to emphasize it. I thought it's amazing. I'm curious, Terry, what do you do for recovery?
You know, I do a lot of things, and this is what's so cool, because we can all choose our recovery. You know, I joke, I live in South Florida. I just have to be in New York today, but I live in South Florida, and I don't take care of my lawn because that's bad stress to me. I just don't get into it. You know, I just, it's hot. It's not what I like to do, but I'll go run for 5 miles. So my neighbor loves his lawn. He's out there manicuring it on his hands and knees. So my stress, my bad stress of keeping the lawn, is his good stress. It becomes his recovery because he enjoys it. He wouldn't run after a car if it was on fire, because he's not going to do that. But I will, because that's my good stress. So I run, I exercise, I hydrate all through the day. You know, I work hard, I play hard. And one of the big things I do every day is I celebrate. One of the things missing in most people's lives, corporate executives to military personnel, is if we don't celebrate every day, even for a moment, we're missing out and we have no closure. And no closure means it's constant linearity all through the day. And, other things I hear a lot you mentioned, which is so true, is meditation. And quickly, people say, I don't know how to meditate. That's the common thing I hear. I don't know how to meditate. And I say, I guarantee you, I do this every day. Everybody in the room, raise their hand. Does anyone here not know how to worry? Because everyone knows how to worry. And they go, oh, yeah, of course we know how to worry. We do it every day. Worry is negative meditation. Just change the object. Change your focus.
It's simple. Another brilliant piece from you, Terry. Amazing. Loved having you on the show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, right, Lisa? Amazing.
That's okay. I'll be glad to come back anytime.
Oh,
perfect.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. And if you want to learn more about Terry or communicate with him on Twitter, it's at @drterrylyles, or you can visit his website at terrylyles.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.